From the Fairbanks Museum, good afternoon and welcome to this weekend edition of An Eye on the Sky. Our stretch of warm, humid, high summer weather is drawing to a close over the VPR listening region. Low pressure centered just east of the Ontario-Southwest-Quebec border as of midday is swinging a moderately strong cold front across the St. Lawrence, Richelieu, Champlain, and Upper Hudson Valleys, with showers and thunderstorms increasing rapidly along and immediately ahead of the front. Earlier today, a prefrontal trough and dying squall line marched across western New England, including Vermont, northward through the eastern townships. It brought only sprinkles or light rain showers on its way through, but now that its remnants have encountered the White Mountains of New Hampshire, and with a little heating to boot, it is showing some signs of rejuvenation, and a few moderate showers have developed across some of the higher peaks there. Meanwhile, with frontal passage already having taken place over the Adirondack High Peaks and New York's St. Lawrence Valley, only scattered showers and brief thundershowers should be noted there for the remainder of the day in a strengthening southwesterly post-frontal flow. For folks from the western slopes of the Greens eastward, though, be prepared for locally torrential rain, along with isolated cells accompanied by strong wind and small hail. Though heating will be minimal, cooling aloft and strong winds will partially compensate for that lack. There is a very minor wave of low pressure rippling northward along the front, and it may act to briefly slow down the eastward progress of the developing convective band over northeast Vermont, far northern New Hampshire, and the eastern townships during the mid to late afternoon. Highly localized rainfall of 2 to 2.5 inches could be observed in this portion of the listening region. Elsewhere, from the western slopes of the Greens eastward through New Hampshire, a general 0.5 to 1.5 inches should do it in showers and thunderstorms. By early this evening, the front will reach western Maine. The trailing mid-level trough should clear eastern Vermont during the pre-dawn hours Sunday. High pressure will slide by to our south tomorrow. A brisk westerly flow will prevail between it and the low pressure system well to our north. Active weather will continue Monday. Low pressure developing over Kansas tomorrow will race east-northeast to near Cincinnati by Monday morning, then off Cape Ann, Massachusetts by Tuesday morning. It'll lay down a swath of rain over the southeastern two-thirds of the region Monday afternoon and night, with showers over the northwestern third. Fair weather will gradually return Tuesday, and Wednesday looks like a peach. In the tropics, a strong tropical wave continues to track through the southern Caribbean with its axis near 77 west late this morning. Showers and thunderstorms are becoming more concentrated near 13 to 14 degrees north. This disturbed area will bear close monitoring as it heads west-northwest around 15 miles per hour. By tomorrow this time, it should be northeast of the Honduran-Nicaraguan coast. Another large and complex area of disturbed weather is broadly centered near 35 west and 11 north this midday, moving west-northwest around 15 miles per hour. Conditions are favorable for further development. Right now, there are multiple centers of circulation over a broad region that is inhibiting the initial spin-up of this system, but odds are still good that a tropical depression will eventually coalesce over the central tropical Atlantic by early next week. Now, the short-term regional forecast. Showers and thunderstorms likely this afternoon. Strong thunderstorms possible from the Champlain Valley eastward, with small hail, strong wind, and torrential rain. Highs ranging through the 70s. Tonight, showers and thunderstorms early this evening along and east of the Connecticut Valley, quickly tapering to scattered showers, otherwise partly cloudy. Scattered brief showers and isolated thunderstorms through midnight north. Lows ranging through the 50s. Sunday, partly cloudy, slight chance for a hilltop shower northeast, a bit breezy, high 65 to 72 north, 70 to 76 south. From the Fairbanks Museum, I'm meteorologist Steve Molesky with An Eye on the Sky.